This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last Thursday, if you're keeping track, was 2 years to the day since the first COVID case was confirmed in the United States. And we are now, if you're also keeping track of this, in the fourth wave of this pandemic with, this time, huge infection counts. And according to new research out today from Goldman Sachs, more than 70% of small business owners say Omicron has hurt them financially. Nearly 40% say they've had to close or cut back hours recently because of the case count, which sounds not unlike waves past, right? But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, a lot of small business owners say this time feels different.
Emily Glockler doesn't remember the last time she had a day off, maybe 8 months ago or nine. She just can't find enough people to work at her gift shop in Chicago, One Strange Bird.
Earlier in the pandemic, I felt that staffing wasn't an issue.
But these days, she doesn't get many applicants, and people she does hire tend to leave pretty quickly.
And the staff that we do have, I worry every day that, you know, everybody's going to say, you know, I've been exposed to COVID.
Because that's been happening a lot, too. Nearly 9 million people called out for COVID-related reasons earlier this month, according to a recent survey from the Census Bureau, more than at any other point since the pandemic began. Another difference for small businesses this time around?
Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, government aid, for the most part, has run dry.
Joe Wall is national director of the Small Businesses Program at Goldman Sachs that did the survey.
It's clear that some of those government programs that expired, you know, at the end of last year, I think arguably expired too soon and are still very much, you know, necessary just given where we are right now.
Early in the pandemic, there was a lot of money for restaurants and other businesses struggling financially. PPP and COVID-specific economic injury disaster loans.
The government also provided a lot of paid sick leave for folks that were dealing with COVID.
Ashley Frick owns a restaurant in Austin called Colleen's Kitchen, and she says that's gone too now.
And those resources were really impactful for small businesses that, you know, traditionally have a really hard time providing paid sick leave.
Back then, Frick says not many people were out with COVID. Now, lots are, and employees and small businesses could really use some help. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.